Health Officer and Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Christopher Irving. Please monitor our website for updated information on the coronavirus as it comes in. And as everyone knows, our website is at www.tnecnj.gov. There's also excellent information on the Center for Disease Control website at www.cdc.gov that contains valuable information on how to prepare and take action at home, at school, at work, at businesses, colleges, and universities, large gatherings to include houses of worship, healthcare settings, and first responder for information on the coronavirus. General precautionary measures, and Kent will go over this shortly, include washing hands aggressively for 20 seconds, always covering your mouth, using your sleeve to cough or sneeze, refrain from touching your mouth, nose, and eyes, and most importantly, if you are sick, stay home. At this time, I'd like to turn it over to the Township's Health Officer, Ken Catter. Ken?
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. So Manager Kaczynski filled everybody in on some details. I will probably repeat some of them, but I'd like to just basically start to finish, tell you what's going on. And so far we have zero confirmed cases in Teaneck and zero confirmed cases of coronavirus in New Jersey. As the manager said, the governor held a conference call today and stated that as well, zero cases. At this very moment, New Jersey does not have any restrictions. There are no cases and there are no restrictions. The risk to social community is low. What this means is there's no mandatory requirement for a quarantine. There is no mandatory requirement for schools to close, houses of worship, parks, or other places of gathering to close at this time. At this moment, there is no guidance suggesting that schools need to be canceled or closed, sports, or any other social events. If a case did present itself, the local authority, the local health department would follow the guidance of the New Jersey State Department of Health. The Department of Health in New Jersey gets guidance from the CDC, so it's a top-down direction. So the CDC advises the state would then direct us, and our guidance would also go in that same reverse direction. Okay. So as per the New Jersey state epidemiologists this afternoon, there is no restrictions of students or staff unless it's deemed by the airport health agency, the DGMQ, at screening. And really what they're looking for is people coming in from mainland China. So the people that are coming in from mainland China are being handled differently than people coming from other locations because those areas have restrictions and the other areas do not, where especially where it comes to, we're talking here about school exclusions and quarantines and things of that nature. As of right now, this is how the matter is being handled in New Jersey. So basically, people that are returning from mainland China are getting screened at the airport. If they're exhibiting symptoms of coronavirus, they're tested and quarantined and treated if it's a positive case. Symptoms include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. If somebody is asymptomatic, without symptoms, but are coming from mainland China, their data goes from the airport health agency to the state health department of that state, we're talking about New Jersey here, they enter it into a system called the CDRSS. That's the Communicable Disease Reporting Surveillance System. That is checked daily, all day, by our staff to see if any persons, it's called PUI, persons under investigation are on there. If there are persons under investigation, those are people that will be advised to self-quarantine. It's not an order, but it's a strong recommendation that they do that. So what is that? So they should stay at home 14 days, and which consists of social distancing. So if they live with somebody, they should try to stay at least 6 feet away from that other people in the house. Usually if somebody has fever or what have you, they typically don't want to be near people in their house anyway. So that's one thing. Number two, they have to take their temperature at least twice a day and contact the local health agency to report what their temperature is. Upon reporting the temperature, the person under investigation will then be asked about their symptoms. If it is determined that their symptoms require further evaluation, they are then directed to call their physician. They're not supposed to just walk into their physician's office. They have to make arrangements. We don't want other people there, and the doctor should know that they're coming. If the doctor, upon evaluation, feels that they may qualify for further evaluation, we are then contacted, the local health department. We contact the state. We explain the situation to them, the symptoms, the contacts, where they traveled, if they traveled, and all that. If it is determined that they need to be tested for coronavirus, then contact is made with the doctor, who will then be advised by the New Jersey State Public Health Environmental Lab on what the procedure is to do testing, how to package it, where to send it to, and whatnot. If the test is positive, of course, the patient will require care, most likely in a hospital setting. So the symptoms, a fever of 100 degrees, 0.4, over that, a cough and shortness of breath. There was some question about what if people are traveling in from Italy, Vietnam, Thailand, and other places like that. As of now, these locations outside of mainland China do not qualify as where somebody is going to be restricted. In other words, they are not required to be on any database or require self-quarantine. So the question is, how do you get into this CDRSS database, this communicable disease reporting system? As I noted, if you're returning from mainland China, you'll get into this database. If you're not and you contact your health department where you reside and you say you have symptoms related to coronavirus, the health department will then consult with the New Jersey State Department and see if you qualify to open up a case on this reporting system. If a doctor calls us also and says he has somebody who has symptoms consistent with coronavirus, again, we will then take that information, share it with the state health department. If they deem that it qualifies to be on the database, a case gets open, and the information goes in. What does it mean to be on the database? As I just mentioned, then it has to do with self-quarantine. You're considered a PUI, a person under investigation. After the 14 days, if you do not have the symptoms which would qualify you for testing, or where you already introduced yourself into the doctor's office or hospital or whatnot, then the self-quarantine would be over. In this circumstance, like the last two scenarios, the health department would contact the state epidemiologist to see if you qualify as a case. So are self-quarantines mandatory? The answer is no. So what is mandatory if you're a confirmed case of coronavirus? What is New Jersey doing? Tracking potential cases, staying involved with other health agencies in the state, interstate, nationally, updating the public, the website, contacting the local health departments as necessary, having conference calls, webinars, press releases. They're coordinating testing and staying basically in constant communication with the local health authority. What are we doing on a local health department level? As I mentioned, we're monitoring all persons under investigation as identified by the New Jersey State Department of Health. We are contacting the New Jersey Department of Health state epidemiologist with any questions and any requests for guidance. Local health departments have put information on the website. As things change, we do add it and refresh it. Local health departments have provided letters to the schools. I believe they went out yesterday giving guidance and advising schools how they can better prepare themselves, and that includes reevaluating or evaluating their policies. The health department does not go in and tell schools to close, or does not. The only time we would really get involved in that capacity is if it was a public health crisis that broke out, and we had the school, we told the school or the institution to close, and they refused to. At that point, of course, under the guidance of the State Department of Health, local health jurisdiction would have powers to require it through court order, police enforcement, whatever is necessary. I would imagine that institutions, schools, houses of worship, or whatnot, that had a number of people would want to, you know, take full precaution. I doubt we would have anybody try to resist such order. But if needed, if we had to, and they refused to close under those circumstances, there are, you know, certain authority that I have, my department has, and, you know, State Health Department. As I mentioned before, there's top-down direction. CDC advises the State Health Department. State Health Department is our liaison. We look for guidance from them. They give us information regularly as things change daily. Again, schools and similar types of institutions need to have their own policies in place. They need to review them regularly. It's up to them, really, who they want to restrict from coming to school or not. I know the situation in New York today, where we have schools closing and whatnot, and then, of course, you know, we have our local schools calling, wanting to know who they can restrict and who they can't restrict. That falls up to the school. We're getting questions also about people being at events out of state where they're being required by the New York State Health Department or County Health Department in New York State to self-quarantine under order of penalty of some sort. We do not have to do with New York. New York is New York. New Jersey is New Jersey. I am going under the direction of New Jersey Department of Health. So, I've been in contact during the day. My staff's been in contact with the state epidemiologist. Right now, there's no restrictions. There's no cases, confirmed cases in New Jersey. And there should be no, the recommendation is not to cancel school, is not to cancel events at this point. In the case in New York where there was a father and, a child that in contact with that parent, probably the better way to have handled it was to keep the child out of school for the 14 days and not necessarily close the school. Again, that's not my decision. I am not the health officer in any jurisdiction in New York. I don't know if that decision was necessarily made by the health jurisdiction. It seems like that decision was made by the administration of the school, which is fine. That's their prerogative. If that's what they want to do, they can. I think that also in turn creates some level of alarm. If they don't have any cases, I don't know whether or not they had persons under investigation there or whatnot, but I think that would have been a first step before actually closing the school. And I think now the reaction by other schools in the tri-state area is to follow suit and just get reactive and just say, okay, they're closing in New York, so we must not be doing something. The way I'm getting it from the State Department of Health New Jersey is that that is not the way they would have handled it in New York. So with that being said, I've shared with you kind of how we identify cases, how they go in the system, how it starts from the airport down, how it's top-down direction as far as between the CDC, the State Health Department, and Health Department and locally, how there's no cases, there's no restrictions. At the moment right now, there is no guidance or recommendation from the local or state health department to close any houses of worship, to order self-quarantining. There is no order. The risk as of right now is low. No cases. The risk is low. That is the position that we're taking. That is the guidance by the New Jersey State Department of Health.
If they have any questions. Ken, who should residents contact in case they have any questions from your office?
Okay, so you could contact me, and then I will have you speak with one of our two disease investigators, but I would prefer that you just contact me directly, and this way I know that the call's coming in. My staff is wonderful. They really are on top of everything. They keep me informed on everything I need to know, but Call, I'll give you the health department phone number is 201-837-1600, extension 1500. If you have a question, send it to me directly via email, kkatter@tnecnj.gov. So it's my first initial, K, my last name, Katter, K-A-T-T-E-R, at tnecnj.gov. Once we get your inquiry, we will get back to you as quickly as we can with an answer. It may require further investigation with the state epidemiologist, at which time we'll tell you that we received your email or we received your call, and that we're looking into it, and we will get back to you. We may have to get back to you first to get more information from you, but we will certainly address every question we can and whatever we need further guidance on. This is a new virus. We're learning as well as the State Health Department, the CDC. So as we get information, with the best answer we could provide you, we will.
And thank you very much, our health officer. Also, I'd just like to note that we have Councilmember Rice on the wire, on the phone as well, Deputy Mayor Schwartz, Councilman Dunleavy, Councilman Kaplan, Councilman
Pruitt is here too.
I just said that.
I didn't hear you.
All right. And now I'd just like to, just to be clear, Ken, there's no cases in Bergen County that you're aware of?
There's no cases in the state of New Jersey that I'm aware of as of right now.
Okay, that's important. All right, now we have our superintendent of schools, Dr. Chris Irving, to give an update on how things are going with the schools. Dr. Irving. One second. Dr. Irving?
Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay, I was talking for about 30 seconds. I guess no one heard that, so I'll start over again.
No.
First, thank you all for allowing me the opportunity to have the conversation. I'm not going to rehash what you said. All the information that has been shared is all the same information that I know. Again, there is no confirmed cases that anyone is aware of. There are individuals who have been identified and tested, but none of those cases in the state of New Jersey has been verified. With that said, the DOE has given us clear directives to follow our current protocol that we use in district. I sent a memorandum out to all parents and kids and students, parents, students, and families this afternoon, letting all families in district know that we are monitoring the situation. My team has met as early as yesterday. We'll be meeting again on Friday just to review our protocol for cleaning with our facilities department over the course of the next few days. Our principals will be having a meeting as well, and our nurses. And so we follow the same guidelines and protocol, I think, that the manager has shared about students and families washing their hands. We'll be making more hand sanitizer available in our classrooms and in our lunchrooms as well. But we're asking folks to heed the advice and the warning and the precautionary measures that the state and the CDC is recommending. But at this point in time, we also don't want to alarm families necessarily either. And so we're being vigilant and just being prepared. I had a meeting with the township manager earlier this evening, and he and I discussed our respective protocols and shared that with each other as well. So I feel very confident. In reference to the measures that we're taking, not just in the township, but also in the school district, with regard to helping to ensure that our kids and our families remain as safe as possible as we try to, weather this storm for the coronavirus.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Dr. Irving, and thank you for taking good care of our kids.
Thank you.
All right. At this time, we are concluding the call. If any council members would like to say anything, now is the opportunity. If the manager, if you'd like to say any closing words. But I think the most important is that this is a proactive call. This is the township's understanding that people are very concerned. A lot of information was conveyed by both the township side and the Board of Ed side, and there's certainly a lot of information online. But as we get more information, we're going to be proactive, and we're going to be reactive, and we're going to communicate it to the residents. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. Council members or Dean, you have anything?
Yeah, I'd like to say something, Mr. Katz.
Go ahead.
I think that the phone call and the preparedness that you put together for this is very, very, very is excellent, and it just shows what a fine town we have. But we have to try to keep the lid on, but be prepared. And right now, it's not a time for panic, but it is a time to be prepared, and I think the phone call was worthwhile.
Thank you, Dr. Furrow. Yeah, and I think that's what Dean was specifically emphasizing as well. There's no need to panic right now, but it's important that you learn and educate educate yourself on what's happening, specifically what's happening in our area. As we see schools in the area and schools in states next door closing. Anything else? Anyone?
Councilman Katz, this is Councilman Dunleavy. I just want to reemphasize to the public, we've seen situations where people are going to stores, buying 800 bottles of Purell, trying to buy masks at highly inflated prices, especially online. Please don't do that. The masks are of very limited value here. I'm speaking as a healthcare provider, and there are certain many ways that you can use this regular disinfectant to disinfect everything in your house. So please don't go there. Keep listening. Ensure yourself that you're getting the information from the best possible source, and certainly our health department is one of them. And also understand that hospitals throughout the state of New Jersey are already gearing up in terms of how to handle cases, how to isolate them from the rest of the patient population and the immediate area, and they're prepared to deal with whatever comes down, because this is a slowly moving event, as it were, and we may see the numbers rise before we see them fall. So, but again, to be forewarned is to be forearmed. So, take care and be prudent.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Councilman Dunleavy. All right. If there's no other comments, we once again thank you for jumping on this call tonight. And we did it specifically at night so that we can get as many people and as many residents the information. If I did the call properly, then we recorded it, and I'm going to try to put it online as well. Have an easy night, and stay safe, everyone.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Have a good night.
Thank you.